Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
My peace I leave with you, said Jesus when he met with the disciples in the upper room. This was immediately followed by two commands. Don't be troubled. Don't be afraid. What Jesus had in mind was a good deal more than worry, being concerned about something. The word means to be confused, to be in turmoil, to be distraught. And that's the condition of many people today who have trouble sleeping, are anxious, fearful, and have hearts filled with worry. There are three reasons why you can have this peace. One, because of God's power. Two, because of the promise which Christ made to his disciples and to us as well. And three, because of God's sovereignty, which means he's fully in control. Focus on what I've just said. Yes, you know God is powerful. When Christ was here, nobody did the things that he did. You also know that the Bible is full of great promises, but you tend to disconnect from them, not thinking that they really apply to you personally. Others, yes, but burdened by our failures and feelings of inadequacy, we seldom say, I'm going to trust God for this need because I am his child. You also believe that God is in control of the world, that in his time he will say, that's enough, and send his son to reclaim the territory which Satan has taken control of. But how do you make this connection of faith? Simply put, how do you become God's child so you understand your name is attached to those great, awesome promises? The Bible says God sent his son on a mission to seek and to save that which was lost. And lost is the one word that describes all of us until we have a relationship with God's Son. The New Testament calls him a shepherd who goes in search of us. And when he finds us, the shepherd of our soul lifts us from the muck and mire, and he puts our feet on solid rock. But what Christ did is a gift. When you trust the shepherd of your soul, God adopts you and brings you into his family. That's good news. The following story will help you get the picture. Two Arab boys were playing together when a firearm accidentally discharged, immediately killing one of the boys. In that culture, an eye for an eye was the law of the tribe, and the family of the boy who had been killed began to search for the lad who had fled in fear, running to the tent of the sheik, who was the undisturbed leader of the tribe. Holding to the stake of the tent, he tearfully pled for mercy. The sheik took mercy on the boy and said, "I will protect you. Come into my tent." Moments later, an angry crowd gathered in front, calling for his life. Only then the sheik learned that it was his son, his only son, who had been killed. He had just given his word that this boy's life would be safe. He stood there, puzzled, angry, and uncertain. Then he quietly spoke, "I have given my word, which cannot be broken. This boy's life is to be spared, but I will take him and raise him as my son." And that was exactly what he did. That's how you can find yourself under the hand of God's protection and under his shelter. His son died so that you might have life, and that can bring peace to your troubled heart in a world of turmoil.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.